My guest now is Gail Cruickshank, Talent Director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation. Morning, Gail.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, so today we're talking about something that has been, you know, certainly more impactful during the COVID-19 virus over the last few months. Lots more people working remotely. Tell me about some of the numbers that we now have with people that are working remotely.
For sure, Jay. I think, you know, as we talked about, due to COVID-19, you know, it really made employees work from home. However, now employers have also found some great benefits by offering these type of policies. And just a few numbers that I was able to pull from LinkedIn, in fact, 82% of workers want to work from home at least one day a week. And 57% want to work from home 3 days a week. So that's just some of the initial numbers that have been coming out. And just as people are kind of maneuvering through what does remote work and what's future work look like as we, you know, kind of navigate through the pandemic and hopefully post-pandemic.
Here's one of the questions I think a lot of employers had going into this, Gail, is that if people are working from home, are they going to be as productive as they were when they were coming into work? What are we finding?
Well, I think there's a couple of things to note with that question. There's certainly that fear out there, which I can't see my employees, so I don't know if they're being productive or not. But I think there's a couple things to think about. Employees, from the employee side, if they are given this extra flexibility, maybe many of them even increase their productivity. They're more satisfied with their job and their employer and the benefits they're receiving, that they're more productive, they're more focused. You know, I always want to remind those employers that if your employees are working from home, they can be very focused, very driven. They don't have those water cooler conversations, as we talk about, or even those pop-in conversations where, you know, one of your coworkers will just kind of pop into your office and you'll start chatting and look at your watch and it's been a half an hour. So you don't have those type of things happening when you're working remotely. So I think there is definitely an increased productivity, but also the thing to keep in mind is you need to make sure you have measures in place to still measure productivity and measure efficiency from, you know, of your employees. You know, you have to set the standard and you have to adhere to those standards to make sure that you are achieving the productivity that you as an employer wish to have.
Have employers had to adjust to determine whether or not they're seeing that productivity?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of them didn't have any measures in place to really measure productivity. So, you know, the ones that have really sat down and talked about it with their team, again, and that's the key, talk together with your team about how do we measure this effectively, then they're all a part of the conversation. And as you set those parameters in place, you can really see that it works for everybody. You know, and you'll find some employees, their positions don't allow them to work from home as much. Maybe they need to be in the office for the type of role they provide. But as an added benefit, then I would challenge that employer to say, is there a different benefit you can give that employee that needs to work in the office to balance out for those folks that are able to work from home and wish to work from home?
How about some of the benefits that employers are going to have? I mean, you're hearing about some businesses being able to close down branches, offices, because they don't have to have people going into work. So there's no reason to rent that space anymore.
Right. There's definitely some cost savings for our employers. You know, you look at things as simple as what I would call overhead costs, but very simple things like office supplies and office space, as you talked about, you know, food for employees. Many employers were providing a regular meal for employees on a regular basis. So some of those things are going to go away. And you know, you can maybe look at your space to see, is there a different way I can configure it? Can I use less space? There's a lot of different options out there. We've started to see a lot of shared space interest popping up, you know, so people will combine their needs together into one building, and that will obviously save everybody some funding. So those type of things certainly are benefits to employers. The other thing, you know, many times if you have online meetings, Zoom meetings, that sort of thing, they can be a lot more efficient because, again, you're not all sitting in the same room where those side conversations can take heart and take some time out of your meetings. And so I think that whole productivity piece can really be a factor that you have to put some dollars and cents to that at what you're gaining. And I think it really opens up some opportunity. The other big benefit that I want to make sure we talk about is recruitment and retention of talent. This whole remote work opens up a whole new spectrum of who you can hire. You don't have to be looking at somebody that lives within a certain radius of your business. It really can be a variety of different options there in your recruiting game, as well as, let's be honest, from a retention standpoint, employees are going to be looking for that. So job seekers are looking for something that has some remote work option involved in it. And that's going to make you, again, that employer of choice.
So you're saying that you could have somebody that's living outside the area that could be work. Let's say you could be living in, I don't know, I'm just going to throw a town out there, Chicago, and actually working in St. Cloud. I mean, is that possible
Absolutely.
That we could start seeing more of that?
I think so. And there's some companies that are already doing it, but I think we're going to see more and more do it because of the fact that you can connect remotely for any meeting, any opportunity. Again, if you need a live face-to-face meeting, then you do that as well. But again, it really opens up our recruitment options. But again, our employers need to understand it also opens up that potential for your employees to look elsewhere. So you need to make sure that you are that employer of choice and you are offering the benefits and the abilities that your employees are seeking.
Well, and some other, I guess, advantages for employees. I mean, you mentioned here spending more time with family. There's some mental health benefits from that. You're probably going to go out to eat less because you've got food right there. Your kitchen is just a room away, possibly. You can spend more time exercising. Maybe you go on a break and you're taking the dog for a walk. Maybe daycare becomes less of an issue if you're someone that has smaller kids. So I suppose there are some things, if you can manage them, and as long as the production level is still there from the employee, maybe this could benefit the employee and the employer.
It is definitely a win-win for everybody, but you're right. You have to find that right balance and that right blend that works for the company's business and also works for your employees. Another element that I wanted to just touch on is as you are recruiting employees, another avenue or another pocket of talent that pops up are our retired workers. You know, again, sometimes they just want to work very limited hours and this might be the perfect ticket for them. So again, I think it just gives our employers many more opportunities on the recruitment game able to offer a little bit of remote work within their scope of those positions.
And Gail, you've been working remotely since March, right? So, I mean, you've had this experience. Have you found yourself to be more productive? Have you become more creative with, you know, like we're using Microsoft Teams right now and Zoom and things like that. Have you found yourself being involved in more meetings and reaching out to people and doing things differently than you did otherwise?
We have been working remotely since March, and it has worked incredibly well for our team. We have found that we are at least as the same in productivity or even maybe more productive in the work in the format that we have had. Now, as anybody that knows me will know that I'm an incredibly social person, and so that's posed a challenge for me. As much as Zoom meetings and Microsoft Teams is great, I still miss that face-to-face interaction. So, and I think a lot of people do. And that is one thing that, you know, again, remote work is not all positive. There are some challenges that go along with it. And there is a concern about just people's mental state because they need that social interaction, that face-to-face connection as well. And so many companies are doing great things to keep connected to their employees while they are working remotely. You know, to go back to your question, you know, GSDC has certainly learned how to do things differently. We never used Zoom until the COVID pandemic hit. And so we have learned to work differently and more efficiently, which has, again, expanded our abilities to service our region and our employers that, you know, we can help in whatever way they are needing support during the pandemic and certainly beyond. We will be going back to the office in some format. But I think it'll be some sort of hybrid, which I think is really probably the sweet spot for most people. So they still get some of that face-to-face, but still get the ability to work from home remotely as well.
do you feel as though that we're going to see some jobs, and maybe yours isn't exactly that way, but that some jobs might move to a point where, you know, this is working so well, even after COVID-19 is not as big a thing as it is now, let's say there's a vaccine, that we'll see some of these businesses decide we're just going to continue to have our workers work remotely?
Absolutely. I do think that will be the case in some cases. I think it's, you know, for our employers, they need to look at absolutely every single job within their organization and what makes sense. And I encourage our employers, definitely get the voice of your employees too. So make sure that we are creating the future of what will be the most productive for you, as well as support your retention efforts of your employees. So, I mean, many employers all of the time will say, you know, the biggest thing I focus on is I want to make sure I'm retaining all of these people that I take time to train and develop and get them acclimated to our world. And so this is no different. It needs to be a retention tool for you as well to find that sweet spot that works for your company, but also, again, aids in the recruitment and retention of high quality teams for you, for the growth of your business.
Gail, is it possible for those that are working remotely, you talked about productivity, that we could start seeing people working less hours, but being as, if not more productive because of the format that they have and they're already at home?
Right. I think that's certainly a possibility. Again, when you sit in, you know, we pre-pandemic, many companies, you're going to a lot of meetings, you're out of the office a lot, there's a lot of drive time, there's a lot of all these other things which were a part of your previous job. And now as you look to the future and what your new normal will look like and what will be your focus and what are the priorities for your business, that could very well come into play as something to consider. Is like, this person can get this job done in these hours instead of this number of hours. I think all of those things are on the table. And I think our employers just need to be open to have those conversations and not scared of those conversations, because I think it's only going to strengthen your business.
Gail, anything?
And it's going to be, again, those great things.
Gail, anything we haven't touched on you wanted to bring up?
The one thing that I do want to mention as a last note is, you know, if you are looking for recruitment and retention tips of any kind, this information will also be up on our website shortly on JobSpot, but definitely check out our talent portal, Greater St. Cloud JobSpot. Both employers and employees, there's a whole bunch of information on there that can help you connect with each other.
All right, Gail, thanks as always. I appreciate it. And those of you that maybe heard part of this conversation, want to listen to it again, we'll make it available at WJON.com as well. I know Gail's always great about sharing those things too, so we always appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great news. We love to share.
Gail, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
That's Gail Cruikshank, Talent Director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation, joining us here on WJON. She joins us the third Monday of every month.